Can you tell me a bit about what it was like, ladies?
Well, perhaps one thing that might be very interesting to other people is the very fact that we traveled back and forth on a horse-drawn, or in a horse-drawn van.
Oh, my.
For, let me see.
And then we'd start on the bus.
But it was a cold ride in the winter. It took about half an hour to get there in the morning. We left here about 8 o'clock. And when we came home after school, we had to wait. There was only the one trip. But everybody came on, whether you were in grade 1 or grade 11. It was only the one trip, so you had to wait after school in the lower grade. 1 and 2, and then everybody came home together. There were several vans, I don't remember how many.
And what year did you graduate from that school?
1936.
I see. And can you tell me what grades would go to the Rossi Park, and then to what grade, and then when you move on to another one?
Well. You could go right through grade 11 there, but a good many of the young people who were going to Netherwood, I think they left about grade 6.
So it was more like a choice than,
oh, yes,
than compared to schools that you had to go to.
That was it.
How many people would be in a grade on the whole, and how many grades would there, you know, like how many teachers would have when you went and all this?
Grade 1 had, I would say, probably 35. Mm-hmm. It was a large classroom. And then some years there would be, well, let's see, it would be grade 1 and half of grade 2 in one room, and then there'd be the other half of 2 and 3 in another classroom. But when my 2 years was a single grade 1 and a single grade 2. Then I was in with a 3 and a half of 2 and a single 4, and a 5 with a half of 6, and so on like that. And 7, I think, I was in with some other group, too. 8 and 9 were together, and then the following year, 9, 10, and 11 were all in one classroom for high school.
Well, my heavens. I see. Now, you said it was always furnaced in, electrical heat?
No, it was a coal furnace.
A coal furnace. And now, what would they use, the same? No.
They probably, it's a new system now, but up while I was teaching there, they had oil heat.
Mm-hmm.
They were the same old radiators that were there when I went to school. Mm-hmm. In the old part, of course, it's had a lot added to it. I think the addition was made in 36, 37, probably. And they added on several rooms at that time, you know. This new addition, just recently. I hadn't been in the building, so I don't know what it looks like now.
And it was built in
1916.
And you also taught there.
Yes.
Can you tell me what was it like, and who can you remember teaching anybody specifically that would be kind of characters to remember?
No, I think I went there in 53 and stayed there till 1975, in June of 75. For the simple reason that the school was closing and they were going to start the new Rotsey Elementary. And I couldn't get there, and there was this Fairvale school close. Vacancy there, so we taught there.
I see. What was it like teaching in that school? Was there any peculiar things or interesting things to note about the school or about the who did you teach with or, I don't know, you know, things like that?
I can't remember now who all the teachers were because it would be a change, but when I started with we'll say grade one because I taught grade two one day and then I had grade one after that, and that's what I wanted was grade one. I taught in the same classroom where I went to school in grade one. So it's rather a wonderful thing to be able to go to the same classroom again. And Miss Marjorie Monteith was the another grade one teacher there at that time. She was there for quite a few years after I was there.
And who was the principal when you were going and when you were
there? When we started, it was Mr. C.T. Wetmore. Okay. He later became a school inspector, as he was called at that time. Yeah. He was a very special person as far as I was concerned.
Were you scared of him?
Scared stiff of him. Well, even after I left school, after I graduated, I'd see him around. I'd find him in my stomach.
Was it because he was stern looking?
Yes,
or?
And then very strict. He never said a word to me. Never bothered me at all.
Yeah.
I got in trouble with him. I got just terrified. He was and respected the principal in those days.
Yes, I imagine so. Well, I don't know. I had respect for my principal, too. I see. You were telling me about your best friend.
Well, I'd say this was my best friend. She was my best friend in grade one. She was my best friend right straight through. I didn't make friends readily, and I don't think she did either. We were both quiet and standoffish. And so when we graduated, we were the only two of the original class there, and our graduation class was small. There were six of us.
Oh, my heavens, isn't that neat? There weren't as many kids back a few years going to that school as there are now.
Oh, no.
So many dropped out.
Yes.
A lot of them went to grade 8 and not after education.
Yes, the school wasn't, to go on further, wasn't as pushed as there had as much as
it
is
now.
Oh, no. Well, it probably isn't a shame because they didn't need it, really, as much as they do now.
Oh, lots of them went to grade 8 and got well placed in our tradition.
Not
self-educated. Nowadays, what
could
you do with
grade 8? Not too much, I'm afraid. Not well, unless you've got some kind of awful powerful ambition, mm-hmm. I would say. Now, you both went to Netherwood.
No, we didn't.
You didn't go to Netherwood at all.
Oh, no.
Netherwood was just the thing was when you go graduate from Netherwood, it was graduating from high school here.
Oh, I see.
Netherwood.
Oh, I misunderstood. So you spent the whole years going all the way through.
Oh, yes, we went to the old Rothsay Consolidated School.
Yeah.
It had its grade 11 there, just the same as it's a grade 11 in Netherwood, and the grade 11 up the hill at Rothsay Collegiate. They called them. They didn't have the same name, but it was the same. Same number of years.
What type of subjects would you take? The 3 R's.
Yes. And we had history. Geography, physiology it was called then, and nature, drawing, writing,
grammar.
And grammar.
Latin, did you take Latin?
Latin was great. Started in grade 8, and algebra in grade 8, and then geometry in 9, and chemistry and physics in 9.
And where have you lived here all your life in this house?
Yes, well, no. I was 6 when I came here. Connie was 5, having turned 5.
Mm-hmm. Tell me a bit about your mom and dad and your family.
Well, I hardly know how to They were a very, I think you could say, a gentle couple. We were disciplined. We knew pretty much how far we could go. And although there were never, I don't remember that I ever had a spanking, I might have. But there were certain things we were allowed to do. And there were other things that were just forbidden, and that was it. And Mother, of course, was very protective, so that she was afraid that anything could happen to us, so therefore, for that very reason, we wouldn't be allowed to do things that other children could do that would be perfectly harmless. But as far as she was concerned, something might happen to us. We might get hurt. Mm-hmm. So she was very cautious on that.
We weren't allowed to slide on the road. Absolutely not. There weren't many cars. We weren't allowed to slide on the road. But I did sneak a ride.
And where would you slide?
Oh, on the road out here.
Just on the road.
Wherever you look, there are hills around here.
Yeah.
Sometimes you'd slide from somebody's driveway down. Right down on the road.
Mm-hmm.
That was crazy. It was dangerous. And usually some other youngster would stand down the road and tell us if a car was coming. Mm-hmm. Sometimes not.
That was
fun.
Yeah. What was the winters like around here? That's a good question. A lot more than now.
I think so.
Yeah.
Maybe it was smaller and the banks looked higher. I don't know. Norma didn't like it every winter, but couldn't keep me in.
Yeah. Two different people.
Oh,
aren't
very different.
Very, very different.
Still the same way, I think.
Quite happy to see.
Yeah.
Always was. Always will be.
Well, there you
too
go.
Too cold in the winter, too hot in the summer.
I'm inclined to agree at times. At times. But I'm more of an outdoors person, I truly am. What type of childhood memories would you have playing out in the fields around us at Consolidated? What type of games would go on? What type of childhood games?
Oyster sales.
And what can you describe that
I
game
don't
for me?
What we did.
You don't.
I can't remember.
No.
Well, I don't know if that was the one we can. Everybody hid, and then the leader would come back and draw a map to show where we were hiding or something like that.
Oh, I see.
It was fun. Oh, sure. They'd red line. I don't remember that. Hopscotch, maybe they still play hopscotch.
They sure
the
do.
And they have a special piece of glass sometimes. It's a little cup or plate or something. Pretty. A lucky piece.
Oh, there you go. A lucky piece. Can't lose when you have a lucky
very
piece.
Very ball game.
What type of ball games were there?
I wasn't thinking of baseball or softball. Some of the kids played that better. But the bouncing games. And I was thinking about the other day. 1, 2, 3, O'Larry. 1, 2, 3, O'Larry. We'd sing it.
Mm-hmm.
4, 5, 6, O'Larry. 7, 8, 9, O'Larry. 10, O'Larry, Postman. And I was wondering about that the other day. How did it end and why? What did Postman mean? I don't know.
It sounds familiar, though. I think I've heard of it.
And one of the teachers at school, Mr. McGinn, was the manual training teacher. His name wasn't Larry, so I don't know why he disliked it. Maybe it was a silly groan in the kids' voices.
We get on his nerves, I suppose, after year after year after year. Did Rossi Consolidated offer any kind of phys ed?
Oh, yes, we had that would have been a very regimental program, standing up. Stand at attention and then stand at ease and your hands up on your shoulders and then out in and then we'd do that. First of all, we'd have directions and then after that we'd have to do it to numbers. And that would be something to see how fast you could do it, how far up you could stretch. But this was just simply a case of standing beside your own desk, not moving beyond that. It gave you exercise
mm-hmm.
and that was all that was required. I suppose it lasted 10, 15 minutes, probably. And sit down.
That's in the gym.
Then one thing that probably was rather important was the fact that the grade 2 and 3 classrooms, and sometimes it was the 3 or 4, but it doesn't make any difference. There were 2 classrooms upstairs that had a partition, a removable partition, and that became the auditorium. And that's where all the graduation exercises took place and all the school closing exercises. The exercises for Empire Day and a big Christmas closing. These things were very, very important. Took a lot of practice, and everybody came from miles around to see the performance. And then if there were any other special events in the district, if somebody else wanted to put on a play or anything of this nature, the auditorium was brought to the fore for these things, and then people could go for an evening entertainment.
The school desks were all removable.
They were.
And you could just pick them up by the removal. All the high school boys would come in the afternoon and start clearing things out for the performance in the evening or the daytime performance.
Oh, interesting.
The big stage, all we caught, thought was big, it wasn't all that big.
But it was adequate for the numbers that had to go on the stage.
They put on a lot of plays.
They did.
Before the closing, for Empire Day and that sort of thing.
Tell me what closing or graduation day would be like. What type of thing would take place?
Well,
what would you wear?
Graduation. There was no special... No plays or anything in connection with that. Graduation is just graduation. And we either all file up onto the stage. Not that we've ever had one. There were 6 when she graduated. 13 was my class, and that was the biggest class they'd ever had.
Yeah. Would you wear anything specific or not?
Oh,
what would you wear?
Long white dresses.
Oh, fantastic.
All new dresses. Everybody had a new dress for graduation. And, I think maybe our class was the first class that didn't carry flowers. They used to carry flowers.
Mm-hmm.
Probably red roses. And for the size of the school, there were quite a number of prizes offered. We were greatly indebted to the IODE for prizes from, I guess, from grade 1 right up, and the school board gave prizes.
Mm-hmm. Grade 2 in the school would have its closing early in the day, in the daytime. And of course, the kids would go, they'd have their little program, their little places, but and all these prizes would be awarded, usually books.
Mm-hmm.
And the high school had its due at night.
Oh, how nice.
What
about music? What did you have? A band or a gramophone?
Yes,
or
we had a piano. We had a music teacher most of the time. We didn't always have, but for most of the years we had a music teacher. So the
people have a small orchestra.
Yes, that's right. When I was in high school, we had a small orchestra too. I don't remember who all was in it.
John Brown's not in it. I don't think the violin. There's more than a violin.
There was one back then, but then there was one later when I was in high school. I don't remember who the people were. I remember the name Bert King. Bert was the son of the minister at St. David's at that time. I played the piano part of the time, but somebody else who played too, and I can't think who that was.
And what would the grade ones, what would be the activities, learning activities that they would do? Or would they have English and math? Not about at young age.
We had a little primer, about that thick. They did us the whole year through. Now they have 5 readers. Mm-hmm. I still think probably we could read better then.
You had your Latin.
Now, You learned to spell every word in the reader. You learned to write every word. You learned to print every word first, and then you learned to write every word in the Plymouth. The teachers must have been marvelous to be able to make so much out of that little wee book, but they could keep it going for a whole year.
Such exciting stories. I see the cat. I see the rat. Run, rat, run.
Yes, you would have to. Dick and Jane.
You know, a little verses like that.
Yes.
We could read, but it hasn't got to the end of grade one. We're reading books on our own in grade two. Considering that small background.
We did.
Slates.
Oh, tell me about
grade one. Slate pencil. And slate claws. Ooh, the smell of those sour old slate claws. The little bottle of water. No, we had a big bottle of water. One bottle. And one person each day had the honor of going around shaking the water on everybody's slate so the slate could be washed and dried. Having cloth for washing and then the cloth for drying.
Now, would slate, I haven't got a really good idea what slate is. Would it rub off easy?
Oh, yes.
So it was like a chalk.
Yes. My slate pencil made a fine mark, whereas the chalk would make a coarse mark on it. But either one would mark on the slate. And we got to, let's see, we had spelling dictated to us. This would be later on, and we had our arithmetic, and you could get, if you had a perfect spelling, you got 10. That was the mark. Just put a big 10 in the center of it. And if your arithmetic was correct, you got a big 10 on that, so it was really an honor to get 10-10 for the day, a 10 on you.
Oh, I got 10-10 today. That was the we expressed.
You did well if you did your 10-10, is that it?
We got stars too.
Yes.
And whoever got the most stars or the most 10-10s or whatever, that person would get the first seat in the first row.
Oh, isn't that neat?
The second would come the second. So on and every Friday we would change seats.
Oh, what happened?
And once I got first in the first row. I said I was never going to get out of it. So I'm dead 1 week.
I see. So they'd place it exactly on your marks. Your
oh, yes. Yes.
I never knew that.
Oh,
so
yes.
It's like it would be in rows, and you would be placed as first, second, third, fourth, and up and down the row.
That's right.
Interesting. That's something you never knew.
You don't do things like that now. I don't think it hurt us any.
Oh, it gave you some ambition to get into it.
Yes. I think it was
and
good.
Some kids just didn't care anyway if they were the last seat in the fourth, sixth row, whatever many row could be. It wouldn't matter to them. They didn't care, but some were ambitious enough.
That old grade one classroom, I think there were six rows of seats, seven desks in each row. That was 42.
Sometimes a little bit bigger.
Yeah. Of course, they would have.